What's up, everyone? Welcome to Glitz and Glimmer. It's your boy, Sunny J. And
your girl, Model Angela.
Don't you do it.
Your girl, Model Angela.
Oh, you so child this city. Hey, everybody. I missed y'all a little bit.
A little bit.
Not too much.
Just a tad.
And y'all, please don't let Teddy do these horrible impersonations of me. I listened to last week's show, which you can always listen to. Teddy,
no,
tell them how you listened to last week when you did your Instagram by the Angela.
I don't know. I gotta get used to that. Underscore Cecily Angela on Instagram. I am Molly Angela on Twitter. I'm from the eighth time going down.
You know what? You child is a real fucking life. For all of it, okay? For all of it. No, yeah. So I listened to that and I heard Cedric trying to handled me with his horrible impersonations of my wonderful self. But that's cool. I'll take that.
You know, you weren't here, so I had to have you here in spirit. So, you know, I was trying to hold you down.
Oh, yeah, that's what you got it. Thank you so much. You're so considerate. So considerate. Anyway. I do want to give a shout-out to my girl, Desi, y'all. She's not going to be on the show tonight, but give a shout-out to Desi. We miss you.
I really miss my co-host. Hope everything is better.
Okay. Really, Sadie?
I had to get up my system, yes. There we go.
Oh, my God. Anyway, shout-out to Desi. Let's keep her and our family in a prayer. They just had a loss in the family, so. Shout out to them. Anywho,
it's always hard, man. Especially her mom on top of that, it's just wow. It's a lot to take in.
A whole lot. Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah, I don't deal with a lot of stuff with, as you can tell. I sent Sadie a topic today, right? And I thought about it after watching these past couple of reality TV shows. Is where this topic came about from. And today's topic, which we're not going to go into it right now, but today's topic is sharing really caring. So
I know what inspired it. I know what show inspired it.
So before we start that, let's talk about our entertainment gossip and news and ratchet TV.
Yes.
What's up with all these new photo leaks? Like, really?
That's your good friends over there at Apple. You know, I'm over here with Team Android.
From what I heard, it was verified that Apple iCloud was not the problem. It's just bored-ass people hacking systems.
Yes, which means iCloud is the problem because if here's the thing.
No, that don't mean
people
iCloud.
People always.
Yeah,
I know. I'm gonna show you why.
Email.
I'm gonna correlate my point.
No,
I say
you
this.
Cannot correlate. I don't want to hear it because I hate Apple and Android debates. Number one. Number two, I just don't want to hear Apple and Apple and Android fucking debate.
No, don't try to dodge me. First of all,
because
let me tell you what
stupid.
The problem is.
People going to steal my
no,
phone
everybody
just like when BlackBerry
says,
was out. When BlackBerry was out, it was BlackBerry, fuck Android. Now the same people who said fuck Android because I got a BlackBerry, now I have an Android. Now they like fuck iPhone because they ain't got one. I don't want to hear that shit.
No. Here's the thing. People always, because this is more so not about who's better than who. This is about people saying they're better and they're having the same problems. One thing that people always boast about with Apple products is, hey, we can't get hacked. We can't get, and they boast about that so much, about not being able to get viruses and stuff, which that's being proven wrong on that now. And then now this whole thing about, how safe their security is for iCloud and all that stuff. And it goes to show, like you said, it's not necessarily iCloud, but if people are hacked, that means that you can't boast about being this perfect wall of protection. That means you got just as many flaws as everybody else. So before you hate on everybody else, make sure, how they say, you can't throw rocks and you got a glass house. So,
don't
throw rocks.
In real life of advertisement, when the iPhone talks about their device, do they ever talk about, iPhone is better than this phone? Like, when they show that commercial, you don't never see an Android and an iPhone talk about each other on the same screen.
Yes, they do, actually. They're the ones that started, and that's why a lot of times people take shots at them, because they started the whole entire thing. Matter of fact, remember those commercials like mid-2000s, where it was the nerdy dude next to the cool guy, and the nerdy guy was PC, the cool dude was Mac. It was like, I'm a Mac and you're a PC. It will always play off of that. So that's always been the war. Apple is not safe in this discussion of being the good guy. Everybody has their own faults. At the end of the day, it's all the question of, some people like Burger King, some people like McDonald's. That's how I look at it with Android and Apple. People shouldn't run around and say who's better than who. You're going to hoorah for your own phone. It depends on the type of person. People like different things. Some people like Jordans. Some people don't like Jordans. When people start getting to that point, the world would be a much better place. Bam.
Again, people, buy the damn phone you want to buy.
Thank you. You just said summed up what I said. Buy the goddamn phone you want.
Like, who the hell, whoever paying the bill, that's who decides what the fuck you use. Damn phone you use. Look, I don't give a damn if my screen was 0.2 centimeters big. If this is the goddamn phone I'm paying for, this is the phone I'm going to use. Anywho, speaking of big-ass screens, I don't buy that. I'm not upgrading to that 6 plus. I got it. One big reason I have an iPhone is because it's still a normal, smaller-sized phone. I don't need all that screen. I have TVs at my house. I don't need to watch my damn movies on my TV. I'm never nowhere long enough where I can actually sit and watch a whole damn movie on my phone or play no video game. That's not a feature that I need. So my little phone is perfectly fine. Plus, I do shit like text and drive that I'm not supposed to do. Sue me. But I can't do that with that big-ass tablet in my hand. But anyway. On to other entertainment news. Don't judge my life. What the hell is going on in Love and Hip Hop LA?
Is it me, or are you already done with this season already?
It's so much going on. Everybody literally knows everybody. Like, seriously, it's like a circle of people.
It's like, this person, I fuck this person, you fuck them too.
And my friend used to be your friend, but she used to fuck him, so she stopped fucking, so you can fuck him. And now we all friends, but then we really not friends. So then I got a fucked up relationship, so I'm going to give you points on your relationship to fuck your relationship up too, even though it's already fucked up. Like, what the hell is really going on this show? Tierra, really? How can you give anybody relationship advice? Ray J left you.
I used to like, see, before I saw her on here, I used to like her. I used to like, that Tierra Marie, something else. And my cousin was lucky enough to perform with her. Lucky son of a gun. But now I'm like watching these first two episodes, I'm so done with her.
Yeah, I don't know if she's doing it like to get, you know, some kind of known. You know what I mean? Like trying to get some kind of known so she can make sure, you know, she come back next season. Or if this is really how she actually acts in real life, like I'm confused.
My sister put
it
quite eloquently last night. She said that you could tell that part her personality and part Mona Scott magic. Because if you watch, take a person on a show, and you can put them head to head and say, this person reminds me of the person from this version of Love and Hip Hop. Like, Tierra reminds her of a mixture. Tierra reminds her of a mixture of Erica Mena meets Jocelyn.
Mm-mm. She got like a little K. Michelle in her with that popping off, trying to fight everybody. Shit. I would say K. Michelle, Jocelyn.
That's what she said. She said K. Michelle and Erica Mena is who Tierra Marie reminds her of. It's like a mixture.
Erica Mena. Yeah, I knew that one. Yeah.
Like she is so gun ho trying to get him back. You know, he my man. You know, just doing the most.
Yeah, and then like Lil Steve and his baby mama. Saying, okay, they don't get along, but I do understand where she's coming from. Where she's like, you know, if I call just to see how my son's doing, you should allow me to talk to him. You know what I mean? I do understand that. And if he say you call when, you know, he's asleep or I'm sleeping, when I wake up it's 4:00, I'm not gonna call you back. I understand that too. But if you know, like, she wants to talk to her child, you should at least try to make it an obligation to, like, have him call her after school at least once. You know. Because at the end of the day, that's still his mama. You know, you don't want to be the reason why he doesn't have a bond with his mama. Let his mama be the reason that he doesn't have a bond. So if that baby calls his mama and she don't answer that phone, that baby knows, like, you tried to help me get in contact with my mama, but my mama didn't want to deal with me. That's the same as, like, a baby mama, baby daddy situation, you know, like.
She's a sorry mom. No, if we go off over to see our TV.
That.
She's a sorry behind mom. She's a dishonor to mothers like yourself. She's a dishonor. Y'all go out there and you work hard. You work hard not only to live out your dreams, but to also, you know, provide a future in the current world being for your child. She out here talking about she doesn't really have time to be around 24/7 yet because she's got to get her stuff together. And as he said before, it's not about the money. You know, money's not a problem with the child. Just spend time with him.
But and you did hear him also say he don't feel comfortable with her going because she doesn't have a stable place to stay. So she said she was trying to see her child, but he doesn't want her to pick him up because he doesn't know, like, where his child is going, which I understand that on both ends. But at the same time, if you don't even give her that opportunity, she can't have it, especially if you're going to do stuff like calling the law.
If she got me all kind of random spots that not conducive for children, it could cause both of them, and they could both lose a child. So you have to take all those, especially when it comes to custody battle. You got to be
careful. So when you think of situations like that, if you're thinking of a situation like that, you see how you just thought about it? It makes perfectly good sense. Now, if she's acting like she has sense, and she just wants to spend time with her child, what's wrong with meeting up at a possible location that you, her, and a child can sit down and act like y'all got some goddamn sense so she can spend time with her child? Or why y'all can't get along long enough to where she can come over and spend time with her child? You can't just blame her for being a fucked up mother because he just is a fucked up dad for keeping his child from her. Same way as if she was keeping her child from him. She would be a fucked up mama for doing that. It's the same doggone thing. Yes, like, the girlfriend, she kind of, like, she's playing her part. I'll give her that. But at the same time, she did need to tell Monique that you need to do it more as a mother. But just as Monique said, how can I do more if I can't even figure out how I can? Like, she don't have nothing but one phone number to contact him. She don't have no address on him except for that weird-ass situation how she just popped up at the studio and don't have know where this man lives. But you, if she only has so many resources, she just got to use what she got. Or the other situations, just take that shit back to court.
Well, they just, they a hot mess. What you about Young Berg and his girlfriend?
That ain't his girlfriend. You know what? I can't even focus on what the, oh my fucking God. I can't focus on her because of that stupid ass nose.
I can't focus on that grill. After that grill, the first episode, I was like, she's not cute anymore. I saw that grill, and I was like, she's not cute anymore to me. Never mind. Like, she was kind of cute. I was like, oh, she's kind of cute. I was like, oh, no. She opened that mouth and had that stupid, unnecessary grill in her mouth, and then everything just kind of just wasn't cute no more.
I didn't even get to see the grill. I'm still stuck on that big-ass, stupid-ass nose. I really need to go see it because that nose just fucked the whole shit up. Somebody else mentioned that to me. When I say seriously haven't seen it, I seriously have not seen it. And when did Young Bird become this damn important that he feels like he needs a plethora of women day of the week?
This is the same guy a couple of years ago who was in the video saying who was kind of in a little random YouTube interview talking about light butts and dark butts.
Yeah.
I don't really do the dark butts. I'm more so about the light butts. First of all, you
might want a dark butt with this little ugly ass shit he's fucking with.
First of all, how about they call women? And second of all, you know, I don't know. It goes, and right when that happened, that's when that teen light skin, dark skin stuff like really started first popping off, and it was driving me nuts. I just think at the end of the day, can we just unite and just be happy that, hey, we're black and we're proud. Just be happy about, you know, embrace what you are, but don't use that saying you're better than somebody because you're light skin or you're better than someone because you're dark skin. So I can, you know, I guess we're already beginning with them.
I don't know. But I know she got a stupid ass nose.
She got a Miss Potato Head nose?
Oh, man,
well,
bug,
you take off
ball
of Miss Potato Head. Oh, man. Why every time you see a Mario, he pop locking on the show? I'm like, bro, give it a break. This ain't you got served. About ya. Can you see him? He pop locking.
Yeah. And, like, I don't understand her friendship with Tierra because they keep wanting to fight each other, like, every other scene.
Now, I got another question. So, have you seen... I watched another episode of Atlanta Exes. My head was just hurting watching it.
Exes. Usher's ex-wife is miserable. She
is
really
is it me
herself.
Or is that Jackie Christie?
She might be worse than Jackie Christie.
Thank you for saying that. I told my sister she was worse than Jackie Christie, and she said, no, they're on the same level. I said, no,
Jackie
Christie this last season.
Yeah, I think she might be worse than Jackie Christie. Like, at first, she was like, she was a bitch from the beginning of the show. I lied. I don't like her. I don't care for her attitude at all. She's just like, she's like that one negative friend that kills every fucking outing y'all try to do. She just got like a sour, negative vibe that just makes you miserable. And, like, don't nobody want to be around somebody who just negative all the damn time. And, like, why, if that's your friend, why would you be talking about how she sleep with this man and sleep with that man? Like, if that's what she did and she told you that in the confidence that you would keep that between y'all, why are you telling other people that? You know what I mean? Like, that's not cool at all. at all. And that poor baby is steady crying. Why she cry so much? I don't know her name, but the girl Jackie said she slept on me. I guess. That she said she slept with all the men.
So,
the football player ex-wife.
She's on Cherie.
Yeah, that's her name. She just cried. Damn, she cried a lot. And I would like to say that Neo's ex-fiance is fine as hell.
But if you was gay, you would go out there?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Oh,
I wouldn't
okay.
be gay, so I wouldn't, no. I have none of those ideas. But she is really pretty. She really was at that little event that she had. She was looking really pretty, like really, really pretty.
Yeah, that
I'm not
was...
gay, but I say I'm gay right now. But she really did look nice.
Yeah, see? It's all right. It's all right to say if you were gay, you would just be all over her like a white on rice. But it just seems like the more you watch it, it's like watching Real Housewives of Atlanta.
That's
in Atlanta, but it just feels like you're watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, except
Alicia
Raymond is a freaking. Is a freaking and y'all know how I do not like using this. How I don't use this word. It's only in context. That woman is a bitch.
Yes,
like
is.
For real. Oh my god. Like for it just it annoys me. And I sit there and look at like, is this what Usher had to deal with? If this is what he had to deal with, man. Why did you leave Chili, bro? You left Chili for her. Just say that to yourself every day. You left Chili. For her, this ain't dang good.
Mm-hmm.
She still got the baby hair. She took, bitch, let me find out. I got a chance at Chili. I'm
get
like, hey, Chili, what's up? Look at that red light special all through the night. I'm weak. That red light special. She going to make me make Chili freaking all Woman Crush Wednesday.
Oh, well.
So he over here playing. Oh, yeah, so, because yeah, it hasn't, so we had a show, we hadn't had a show after it. We weren't, because matter of fact, I did it after last week's show. Shout out to, yeah, you and Desi were my Woman Crush Wednesdays last week.
Oh, yeah, we were your Woman Crush. Well, we tight.
Well, yeah, we are. I mean, I just did it because I was being nice, you know. I always do every week with my Woman Crush Wednesdays. I always trip people out because how I do it, and they always trip the pictures I pick for people. You know, everybody always gonna pick the thirsty pictures of Woman Crush Wednesdays, but I pick more so the ones where y'all sexy, but still keep it, but like. Look like y'all about to go kill a business meeting or something. I pick something like that because I want people to see everything. And then I put my little description of why. Hey, you know, pay our minds. People don't really do that. It is about, man, look at her butt, bro. Her butt big, bro. This is my Woman Crush Wednesday, bro. That's their reason. Every each is on, but, man, shoot. That's a given that a woman just looks good, but that's... That's also celebrate the fact that what else made it great. So that's just why. That's why I do the Woman Crush Wednesdays the way I do them. To each his own, but that's just how I do it.
Whoop.
Whoop. Okay, so I got someone yell in my ear. Music break. It's about that time. So let's go ahead and go to music break. Shout out to this new Switchboard Blog Talk. This is awesome. I love it. Yeah, I knew what y'all were doing when y'all made this. Oh, man. I'm trying to figure out how I want to first come out. Because, again, shout out to my girl, Desi. I'm really feeling for her right now.
Don't you play no bullshit.
I'm not. I'm not going to play no bullshit. Just relax. Okay? We'll be back.
Today's a new day. There is no sunshine, nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. It's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you?
whatever you're in right now.
I'm gonna enjoy the luxury of life. Now I know each other for real.
Thank you.
shit. Here you go with your foolishness.
All right. Welcome back. You better go out, Angela.
So, did you watch the On the Run tour this weekend on HBO? That was pretty awesome.
I actually did, and it was pretty awesome. Beyonce, I'm not like one of those B-Sting, B-High fans at all.
I'm a fan.
I don't spend my
Beyonce
money on them concerts.
Fan.
Beyonce is a damn performer. I don't care what you say. That woman worked hard. Because you just can't get up and just decide, oh, I'm going to be this damn awesome tonight. No, to do a tour and do that shit that she was doing every night? No, that takes a lot of hard work and awesomeness.
Jay-Z was on fire, too, man. It was just the whole thing. 2.5 hours, and I was not bored. That is awesome.
At all. Like, it was a good show. Like, I don't know.
And they had 24-hour marathon.
Playing.
Do you know how many times I saw that 24-hour marathon? Twice.
You didn't ask for watching it that many times. Like, I don't know, like, if they just playing with the public eye about their relationship and how they feel for each other. I don't know. But they did a good fucking job, because I believe it.
And they renewed their vows this weekend, too.
See what I'm saying? I fell in love with they love. I don't know if it's real or not, but the shit was beautiful. So who gives a damn? It was awesome. I don't mind.
I'm sorry. I mean, people know how to act, but you can tell, like, they really do. It may have been, like, at first it was just like, oh, whatever. We was kind of talking to each other. But I think, you know, as they progressed and talking to each other, they end up actually liking each other because it's like, wow, we're both on the same page of what we're trying to do. And, you know, and that attraction just started building. So I really think that it is real. I feel like at first, when they first got together, like, it was just kind of like, oh, we're just talking. But they really started getting
to it. No, I feel like it was just like maybe they were just trying to cover up all this other type of stuff they've been trying to say in the media. You know, like how you get on her and how they not together no more. You know, like, I thought it was like, you know, possible cover up for that, if that is true. But even if it is, the shit looks real to me. You fooled me. Because
they renewed their
vows
this weekend, man. So I just tell people I don't really care what they got to say. They renewed their vows. So, yeah. And they show us the wedding. During the On-Orange tour, too.
And they never really showed Beyonce's late pregnancy pictures either. But they showed them in that video. Like, when she was actually, like, bigger and everything, they showed some in that video.
Yes. So that's what I hate. They did that for the haters that want to continue.
They kept saying, Beyonce didn't carry her own baby. Clearly that woman carried her own baby. You can tell, like, she was pregnant all in her nose. You know, black women know it's free when they get pregnant.
is that what happened to your nose?
Hell yeah, my nose spread like dumb for.
And
my
nose
is so much bigger
than
what it was right now.
Your nose is still pretty big.
But it was way bigger when I was pregnant.
It's pretty big now. And that was pretty huge then.
No, you didn't, with your big ass nose, Teddy.
I got a big ass head, I got a big ass body, and I got a, okay. Come on, let me take you there. You're going to make me take you there, it's not even Wednesday. It's not Wednesday, I can't say that last one. So, sharing really caring, Angela?
Hell no, it's not. No,
it
is not.
It is reassuring toys.
Now, okay. Now, sharing is caring. I said this in the sense of watching Love and Hip Hop LA, and Chingy had this conversation with his main thing, I guess you would call her, about how he has a different chick for every night of the week, and if she loves him, that she would put up with that.
Yeah.
No. Like, I don't know. Like, so you telling me that if I care for you, I will share you with all these women. So, obviously, he doesn't care for her if he would want that type of stipulation, because I'm sure he's not willing to share her with all those other men, if, you know, seven other men during the week. And
that's happening with two people on the show.
She shouldn't be okay with that.
So far, just in this second episode, we saw that with two people. Molly Mall.
You know,
his girlfriend talking about, you know, and it goes to show these girls think just because they body is banging or they
that ain't nobody gonna leave.
Bad chicks get cheated on too. So don't think because you look, because you think you're the finest thing and walk around that you won't get cheated on. And for me,
you'd be the first to get cheated on. Shit.
That's unattractive to me. I like when girls are confident and understand their beauty, but I don't like over the top cockiness. If you catch what I mean, like she's just over the top, and it's annoying. Like if when you have a conversation and when you start off your qualities of why a man should want you, and it's always look at this body. You know why would a man not? If you have to go to that automatically, you're lame to me because that means that your personality, that means you're lacking somewhere pretty heavy in your personality. If your first defense of why a dude should want you is because you look good, that's pretty good looking chicks every day. You in real talk, there's a lot of chicks that can be really, really bad chicks, but they just be on some chill stuff. If they put on a bunch of makeup, did some of the same stuff these girls do on these reality shows, they'd be bad in half of them. So, you know, I need a couple people to take the chill pills.
I feel you. I really do. I really do. But, you know, no, stop teaching y'all children that cheering is caring. That's what fucking Chingy's problem is. Don't
take right, you know what? Is it me attitude, or is it like everybody's so accepting of being a side of trying to win the award to be the side chick these days? It's so annoying. Like a lot of people on Facebook,
yeah.
And people know who they are. I won't call them out, but y'all be trying to you know, win the side chick side the role too hard.
It's just like I want to be the best side chick that. People praise me for being the side chick. Like, y'all, the side chick shit really confuses me. Like, I'm confused. How are you comfortable and happy and knowing you don't even have your man that you can call your own? That's just like renting an apartment that costs $1,300 a month, a one-bedroom apartment that's $1,300 a month that you'll never own in Texas.
Right. You can buy a house. Every one day you test drove and the person said, "Hey, I'm late shift," and they got a chick, or they got a dude, and then you know you got to leave and chop it up at that. You gonna sit here and try to become the main? You know I hate that. You're in the side role and you're trying to figure out how you can become the main. And then I hate when chicks who are the main or dudes who are the main want to talk about how they're the main, like. If you had to have a competition of bragging about that, maybe you're the side too.
True.
And people say this all the time. Don't be trying to win the I'm the side chick trying to become the main chick role because just like he made you the side, he made you he upgraded you from the side chick to main chick. He can. Take another side chick and try to upgrade her too.
Very true.
And yes,
but,
on your question, ma'am.
I mean, I guess it happens to the best of them. I just want to understand side chick.
Hey, it is what it is. All right, we're going to go ahead and go. I know some boy. Fats in the building. What's good, Brian?
He got hurt by celebrating. I think that's
good. That was
somebody
the Lions that much, man.
Yeah.
That nigga started celebrating herself. So.
Somebody else did the same thing.
Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
What's up?
What's good, bro?
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, somebody said something to me over here. Yeah, somebody said something to me over here. I had to ask. About football. It was good, y'all.
Not much, you know.
It's your girl, Angela. What's good, sis?
No.
I'm from the A's town.
Ooh, Jessica gonna kill me.
Yeah.
So, still, what's been good with you, bro?
Ain't nothing, man. Music. Just had a show this past Saturday. Got another one this Sunday. In between, just working on new stuff.
Man, you've been on it, man.
I'm trying to plan this show, man, for later this year. If I do this right, it'll be pretty cool. I'm going to have to get you to come down from Dallas for that one, for sure.
All right, yeah, because I plan on coming. Matter of fact, I'm aiming to come to Houston Halloween if a weekend. I plan on being there then, so I will be there turning up. I usually go every year to Houston, and I have not made my yearly trip to Houston yet.
Yeah, we're going to definitely make that happen, man.
Yes, because, I just can't stand coming there when it's hot, man. Y'all got that humidity there. It's killing me. I feel like I got to take 10 baths when I'm there. I was like, oh, heck no. That's how I came there was July, and I felt like I took a shower in the hotel. I came outside, I had to go back in and take another shower. It was ridiculous.
What hotel was that?
I was in a Rinky Dink hotel. It was like one where the sign was hanging off, and they only got like five channels on the TV.
And you at that hotel Jamie Foxx is in.
No, what was I at last time? I honestly remember. I don't remember where I was at last time. I was there. I think it was Dang it. It was a Hilton property. I know that, but I don't remember which hotel.
Yeah,
that'd
be cool. What's that called? Wyndham? Some stuff like that. What is that called?
No,
it's like a branch of Hilton.
I don't remember where I was at. I'll try to think. I was off pretty much not too far from downtown.
You must have got it on Groupon or something.
Yep. You know, we got get that hookup. Yeah. Go to your Groupon app and say, it's going down.
Why do you feel like you needed to sing rap that?
It's going down to the Groupon tonight. That's when you can take your date. You can go on your date and say, ooh, I got a bad chick, man. We got to go somewhere special. Groupon. Man. I got to my girl to the movies. Groupon. I'm trying to do a one night stand in a nice fancy hotel. Groupon. There you go.
Oh, okay. Patrick, do you have a comment about our topic tonight?
What was the topic? I think I missed the topic.
Our topic tonight is sharing really caring.
Oh,
that's
what y'all was talking about when you were talking about the dude with
We're talking about Chingy.
Talking about what?
You talking about Young Bird. You said Chingy.
Chingy?
Oh, I'm sorry. Young Bird.
They the same
head.
People, huh?
And what?
They both died in 2005.
I'm basically, if you go by songs, like, you go by songs, they're about the same. You right.
My bad, Chingy.
Yeah, she played my boy.
I don't know
play
who
my
to
boy.
Apologize to. Shit.
Don't be playing my boy Chingaling like that. Like, come
ain't
on, this is
about
man.
Right there. Ain't nobody
he made one
him.
Call away. So how could you come with Chingy? How they end?
No.
I like the
only
way
thing I remember
is
right
car.
There. Right
what
there.
What you doing?
Ooh, that was my damn jam.
Who you with? Table lady, she said Chingy, man.
With all those damn wristbands and sweatbands on, I ain't playing a lick of basketball.
Yeah, got
that's
no
when
fish.
That was in, though.
Yeah, you be you got the matching jersey, tall tee.
Man, I used to have so many matching wristbands and sweatbands. It was ridiculous.
I'm sure, baby.
Y'all showing y'all age, man.
Don't come for me now. Don't come for me. No, don't do it.
You know, I'm only 20. I'm about to be 21 on Monday.
Cut it out. Where's the sound? I need it. Blog Talk Radio, my new toys, is amazing. Okay.
I don't really think so. Maybe if you're in a relationship, probably not a marriage, but 9 times out of 10, if it's in a relationship, you know how unhealthy it is. It's probably not going to lead to nothing. But me, personally, I'm pretty selfish. I'm probably a crazy dude that don't even want you looking up. And don't ask for extra ketchup at Burger King either. Be like, you're acting like you know him. Hey, what you need ketchup for? We got ketchup at the house.
That's one of the main reasons why I haven't acted upon doing a threesome, because I'm selfish. Like you said, I'm selfish, man. I got to be the star. I can't, you know, I don't need a co-star. Only co-star I need is the person I'm doing something with. I don't need no extras.
I mean, when it's, if it's two women, clearly you can't be the star. Can't be the star if it's two women.
I was sure about the ass. Was it another man?
And if it's two men, it's not a threesome.
Yeah, it's a train. The difference. There's a difference.
Yeah, you don't want that. Don't ever go that route.
Don't do it.
It always end up being a weird dude, and he'd be staring at you. Like, dude, leave me alone. Stop looking at me.
I remember, especially back in high school, middle school, people used to say that was so cool. Hey, bro, man, you down to go run a train to chick with me? I used to say that. I'm like, wow. Like, I feel when people do that, it's like they the ones who usually do it, they know they can't get the chick of their own merit, so they need you to be the closer. So that they can get their action in too. It's just ridiculous, man. Hey, man, let's run the train real quick.
Put yourself in that situation.
Yeah, that train's going to derail very quickly.
Yep. If he busts on you, you might as well kill yourself. If any ever get on you, kill yourself.
Hold on. If he slips. And while he behind her and he slip out and it hits you, you might as well kill yourself right there and there too.
Yeah,
just go ahead and do it. go find the nearest bottle of bleach you can find, just drink that mug till you're done, man. Just go, hey. Don't even call poison control, just let me take it out.
Yeah,
I'm stingy. Pretty stingy. Stingy, selfish. That's probably what's her name is, though, too, huh? This young bird dude. He probably call himself stingy.
Nah, he ain't stingy. He's greedy.
I think he just got a little money and he's taking advantage.
Yep. But
I don't think that would happen in no other situation.
But after a while, don't you get used? You know, aren't you used to that now?
Yeah.
Just
think if somebody, you would say you're used to it, but then you go back to your regular life and it ain't nothing close. You don't go back.
Everybody lives their own life. People grow up at their own times. But it's just the fact of, you know, she's hilarious because, you know, you still trying. The dude letting you know he's not trying to do that. He coming flat out and saying it. He's not even trying his best to make it to make an opening for you.
Crazy.
That and Molly Mall, man. Boy, man, I watched this nigga. I was like, So yeah, shout out to the Ratchets. A couple announcements, man. You got announcement of 8. Start next week. The show will be an hour earlier. Yes, we'll be in the prime time, baby. So yes, at 9 o'clock.
Shows used to be 2 hours. What happened to that?
Shoo-wee. 2 hours.
2 hours. Girl, need they sleep.
Man, two hours, man. That best be. I remember I used to do 3 hours, like when I first started out on here. Wow. I started getting burnt out real quick. I was like, we're going to knock that down about an hour. Started doing two, and then started doing that. I did one. Man, it just 2 hours. Now,
yeah.
maybe with this earlier slot, you know, every now and then we can do 2 hours because now it's earlier starting. But this starting at 10 and doing 2 hours,
yeah.
Man, it'd be 12 o'clock by the time it's over. And that's not even talking about the East Coast people. It ain't over till 1 a.m. for them. So it'd be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be trying to get people to call in, man. I don't really know if they tuned in tonight. But I'm trying to get people.
Too,
yeah, that makes a big difference. The people that call in, get their opinion. It'll probably stretch it out. But I'm gonna be trying to promo
people
that
always
for y'all.
Did that whenever I had earlier shows, it was always the case. And then now that my schedules changed, allowed me to do that, I can go back to do it. Because more people were in the chat at that time, more people because a wider range of people in the U.S. are up at that time. So, the show will start at 10 o'clock in the East Coast. And so it's not bad. So it'll be around the time that we're on right now. Here it'll be 9. So a lot of our people that's in our own area will be more apt to call in because it'll still be early.
Yeah.
And, heck, going backwards and backwards, so. Yeah, that was kind of stuff I thought about when I was thinking of it. I said, man, yeah, the callers, man. Especially, I used to do that at 7 o'clock at one point in time. 7 o'clock, man, you talk about people calling in. Shoot, man, all that I didn't like the 7 o'clock, it felt like it was just too many shows was on at that time, and I hated that because you get your show on and you on the show. Like, God, it's like, I want to watch this show. When I'm doing the show, there's too much going on. Like, sometimes when I'm on a show here, I'm like watching, like, Hit the Floor or something while I'm on here, or I'm watching Love and Hip Hop or something. So, yeah. Yeah, can't do that.
I have an announcement, guys. Guess what?
What?
My birthday next Monday. I'm be 21. Get my first drink.
Cracking it.
Every year on the show we go to this. Every year on the show we go to this. I'm be 21 with my first drink. If I hear that one more year on the show. Last year, your inaugural year of the show, you said that. And yet,
yeah,
here we go again. We're down this road again. We're back at this juncture again.
No, I don't recall. Anywho, so next week is my birthday. I'm praying that me and my husband get together and do something special. McKinley Freeman is who I'm referring to as my husband. That's about it. You know, I don't have anything planned. When I say nothing planned, I mean nothing. I don't even have a hair appointment planned. Nail shop appointment. Outfit. I have nothing. So,
Will you be here this weekend?
I will be in Fort Worth, Dallas this weekend.
All right. When you free, hit me up, man, and we do something to go woo-woo to celebrate your 21st birthday, as you want to call it.
Whoa.
Somebody just shoot me now. 21st birthday. She knows it's not her 21st birthday, but I'm going to
make
it. Anyways. Fast, you got anything you want to say, man, before we go on out? Because, you know, Angela's over here being crazy.
Show this Sunday, Houston, Texas, Jet Lounge, downtown Houston. Other than that, don't follow me anywhere.
You guys talking like this and say, that's just the H. You all talking to the top of screw voice. It's going down to H-Town. That's your job, baby. Jet now. Jet. All right. Shout out to Angela. Man, Angela, them new shoes, man. I see y'all trying to do it up on Closet Karma, man. Shout out to the shoes, ladies. They're going to get y'all foot. I mean, she already got the alphas for y'all. Now y'all to get y'all shoe game to correct now. Go get y'all shoe game correct. No excuse.
Well.
Yeah, because I'll be walking right here with the thought shoes. All right, but anyways. We out. See y'all next week on Glitz and Glamour. Figure out Angela.
Good night, everyone.